This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, launching into the second hour. Plenty of time for you to join us here. The us includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got a toll-free number. It's 855-453. Some ridiculous statements from politicians. We'll get into the Gary Johnson semi-apology here in moments. I question whether it's an apology at all. But also, I promised the one from the Maine governor. This just sort of happened to come up in conversation where we were talking about fear-mongering. Gentleman called into the show to point out that it's always been the same tactic, to demonize the people from whom the government should be protecting you. That way people will, that way people will feel like they need the government around. Well, here's what the Maine governor had to say, according to CNN.com, at a recent town meeting of some sort here. Let's see. At a town meeting Wednesday night, he was asked what his administration was doing to combat the state's drug issues. Mr. LePage is his name, Paul LePage, referenced new legislation aimed at traffickers and then delivered his roiling explanation, saying, quote, "These aren't the people who take drugs. These are guys with the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys. They come from Connecticut and New York. They come up here. They sell their heroin. Then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave."
Half the time.
Which is a real sad thing, because then we have another issue we've got to deal with down the road. Unquote. LePage denied using names like Smoothie for their racial connotation later, saying, quote, "What are they, black?" he said. "I don't know if they're white, black, Asian. I don't know." He also rejected the suggestion that race played any role in his reference to a young white girl. Further, he then later claimed, less than 48 hours after using the language to explain the drug epidemic, he semi-apologized, according to CNN, for his wording, quote, "slip-up," but accused the press of trying to twist his words. He said, quote, "I made one slip-up. I may have made many slip-ups. I was going impromptu and my brain didn't catch up to my mouth. Instead of saying Maine women, I said white women." Now, let me go back to his original quote, and let's put the word Maine in here and see if it really makes any sense. He says, "These are the guys with the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys. They come from Connecticut and New York. They come up here, they sell their heroin, and then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time, they impregnate a young Maine girl before they leave."
You think he really still doesn't make any difference.
You think he really... Why do you say that?
He's still saying, they're impregnating our women.
Yeah. Well, and then further, in his apology, his supposed apology, after clarifying that he meant to say Maine women, or Maine girls, because he actually said girl, he said, "I'm not going to apologize to the Maine women for that, because if you go to Maine, you will see we are essentially 95% white." So basically he's admitting that he was essentially saying white women in this particular case. So, pretty lame apology.
But still, it makes no difference. He's still saying, they're coming here, they're effing our women.
Yeah.
I should be the one doing that, not them. But they only do it because they've got the heroin and the other drugs.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's just say I don't believe him, that was his original intention. And further, even if it was his original intention, he's basically explained that, well, he essentially meant white women anyway because he was talking about Maine women.
Yeah.
So let's go on here, though. You can bring up what's on your mind. We'll talk to Scott, listening in southern Indiana, online. Hey, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, Eve. And
welcome,
good
sir.
Evening, Daryl.
Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was I'm just kind of glad to hear Gary's going to throw his hat in the ring again.
Why?
Gary Johnson for the Libertarian Party. Well, I kind of liked his campaign back in 2012 and voted for him. And
what part of the campaign?
Just overall, you kind of got to know him, you know, through his past experience as governor of New Mexico. And
you mean where he didn't pardon any of the drug criminals?
Well, I don't know about that.
He didn't.
But the other
what did he do exactly? Didn't I see that the government got bigger underneath Gary Johnson's administration in New Mexico? Didn't I see a headline about that?
You may have seen a headline about that. I know he, quote-unquote, privatized the prisons, which means that he signed contracts giving one corporation the monopoly over operating the prisons, and part of that contract guaranteed that the state would keep the prisons at 90% or more capacity.
Ugh. So what was it that you liked about him exactly?
I know, the $1.4 million debt that he racked up.
$1.4 million? Oh, you mean in his campaign?
In his 2012 campaign.
I thought you meant in New Mexico. Okay, got it. In the campaign. Which is still there from what you told me.
Still there.
Yeah. So what was it that you liked specifically about him, Scott?
Well, I just, like I said, I just, you know, he's got past experience as a governor, two-term, and, you know, he's also a businessman. So he's, you know, he's knows a lot of the ropes. And he was, you know, running on a Libertarian ticket. So that's what I liked about him. Plus,
did it bother you at all that he's not actually a Libertarian?
Well, I don't know. I guess that gets into your definition of Libertarian, and I suppose we all fall in different categories there.
Well, that's the thing with Libertarian. In my opinion, there's not another category. There's Libertarian, and then there's not Libertarian. And libertarians are people who believe that you should not use the aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. And that's that. That's what a libertarian is. So if you agree with that statement, you're a libertarian. If you don't agree with that statement, if you think there are areas in which one should use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals, whether it be immigration or the military or, you know, whatever.
Forcing people to bake cakes.
Whatever it is, then you're not a libertarian. And I, you know, I want people to become libertarian, which means explaining that concept to them and giving them the honest opportunity to really, you know, mull it over and think about what that means and come to embrace it on every issue every time. But if you don't embrace it every issue every time, then you're not really a libertarian. You're somebody who might be leaning libertarian on some issues, but you're not overall a libertarian. And that's okay.
I probably fall in that category myself. I'm not 100% libertarian myself, but I'm probably 75%. You know,
fair enough. No, I can see why Gary Johnson would be attractive to you in that case.
That's kind of where I'm coming from.
He appears to be the least worst Republican in the race.
There you go. There you go. Anyhow, let me segue to my next issue.
All right,
here.
Sure.
I'm on the libertarian website now, the lp.org.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm looking at the ballot access, and of course in Indiana, you know, Gary was on, he was actually on the ballot in 2012, and I'm seeing most of the country has ballot access, but then part of it doesn't, and I see New Hampshire, they're showing, does not.
Right, so
you have to write his name in.
No, so the map that you're looking at, that's states where the Libertarian Party has retained ballot access from one year to another. That's not states that the party will be on or the candidates will be on. That's states where either the work has been done or no work was needed because the party met a vote threshold to stay on the ballot.
So the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire does have to do some qualifying this year. Though,
yes.
Right? They've got some petitioning.
Have to do some petitioning.
To get whoever the eventual nominee is on the ballot. Maybe it will be you, Daryl, instead of Gary Johnson or one of the other candidates. Thank you, Scott, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Patrick in Philly. Patrick, you're on and watching via our new YouTube stream. We're on YouTube now live 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. So welcome aboard. You can actually find that at youtubelive.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Hey, Darrell. It's good to talk to you tonight, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good, good. Well, I mean, the last caller pretty much took up my last question. I was pretty much going to say the same thing about Gary Johnson. I actually had a more specific question about Free Keene and the state of New Hampshire.
Sure. Stand by. We're going to get to that. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We'll get to Governor Gary Johnson, former Governor Johnson's lame-o apology, which I don't even think qualifies as an apology for what he said about burkas and banning them. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Also want to invite you to Liberty HealthShare. It's a movement in healthcare today. People ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. That's join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare. Joinlhs.com or call them toll free at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com for Liberty HealthShare. As we go back to Patrick in Philadelphia, Patrick, you're back on with Ian and Daryl. You said you had a Free State Project or Free Keen or both related question. Go ahead, or thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's more. Now, keep in mind, my original question was about Gary Johnson, but it's not sounding repetitive. I just want to talk about the Free Keen thing. I was at my buddy's house and we were watching this episode of the Colbert Report. and I'm sure you know I'm going with this. I consider myself a pretty sound libertarian and all that. And I couldn't. And to me, it seems like the Free Keen project or community, they seem to be pretty focused on, like basically no government enforced involvement, the non-aggression principle, and all that. But seeing the whole Robin Hooding thing, it just seemed, the whole thing just seemed kind of, for lack of a better word, wrong to me.
Wrong.
Yeah, it just seemed like it didn't seem that there was much of a point to doing it. Like I didn't know what the agenda was, what the purpose was, like what you guys thought you were going to get out of it. To me, it just seemed like, if anything, bad press for libertarianism.
So let me just point something out real quick. You are aware that the Colbert Report is a comedy show, not a news show.
No.
So they're going to slant things in a way to where they're looking for laughs. They're not looking to do an objective report. They're looking to do a report that winds up getting people to laugh and think, wow, those guys are a-holes.
What happened was I watched the Colbert Report. I said, oh, what is this? So then I actually went on to watch the Free Keen YouTube channel page of, your own videos. And it seemed like, of course, the Colbert Report blew it way out of proportion. But to me, like, even watching your own videos, it just seemed like it just bordered on, like, a couple guys harassing old ladies as a, I mean, like, hypothetically, like to me, like, what if, like, if it was a private company doing this with the parking, like, you'd still have to pay, and if you didn't pay, they would have to enforce it some way. Like, there's no way that
with private parking, you don't pay before you leave the lot, you pay when you leave the lot.
Well, it's also private property, and so they can set their rules, and
right,
it's not being forced on people.
I've never been on a private parking lot where they said, okay, pay for how long you think you're going to be here.
Or else
they give you a ticket, or it's either a flat fee for the full day, or they give you a ticket that says what time you showed up. And then when you leave, you hand them the ticket and they say, okay, you were here for this amount of time. Here's how much you owe. It's not, you paid 27 cents and you actually used 52 cents. So now, instead of just giving me another 25 cents, you now owe me $5 because you underpaid. So if it was privately run, it would be run in a completely different manner, and it would not be using taxpayer dollars to fund itself. So,
but the idea, it's not so much. So you would have been okay if the government did it a different way. I mean, there's no way. Like, my point is, like, it just
no.
Like,
the government's involved in parking. They should not be in the business of parking.
Yeah, they. It's not their role to protect, to threaten people. Parking downtown. If government is supposed to protect people, if that's what its one, function is or whatever, then it's not doing that by threatening those very same people that it's supposed to protect.
But further,
like if I may say one more thing about it, it's just like the idea, like anybody just getting involved, you know, I did libertarianism, like, you know, getting, you know, like say I was a liberal my whole life, I'm kind of interested in it. And then, you know, just, and I'm not trying to be confrontational or argumentative or anything, but it's just like, you know, you go on, you click on Free Teen, you watch, it's like, it just seems like a bunch of guys running around harassing.
What did you see that you thought was harassing? Because this is the accusation that has been thrown at us by the city of Keene, claiming that the parking enforcers are being harassed, intimidated, and threatened by the Robin Hooders. What specifically did you watch?
Well, I'll put it this way. Here's what it is. It's like you take somebody who has to go do a job like that.
They don't have to do it. They could be somewhere else. They could go get a different job. But go ahead.
Well, the marketplace probably tells them that this is their best high paying job. So that's, I mean, there's obviously a reason why they're doing it. But anyway, it's just the idea that they know. And I really believe that this guy, the guy on the Colbert Report, not saying my based on my observations off just the Colbert Report, but this guy said I had to quit that job because I would go home every night and I would go to sleep waking up to the idea of knowing that these guys are going to be following me all day with their cameras, talking to me when I know they won't. And if you do it day in, day out, and these people are showing, like you know, these people are showing up to your work, following you around, like, you know, filming you constantly. You know, maybe one day it wouldn't be bad, but weeks on end, months on end, and you know it's going to be on YouTube.
So you think that just talking to a government official on a regular basis is harassment?
It's not. Well, I'll tell you what. It's not so much. Not just talking to them. Like, you, and I'm not saying you, like you being Freeman, but the, you know, whoever's doing it. It's just the idea that the person says it's not only that they're just talking to me. They're coming up to me. They're filming me. They put it on YouTube.
So holding a government official accountable for their actions and talking to them, that in your mind is harassment?
But that's not really holding them accountable. Because
By definition, recording video of a government official is holding them accountable for their actions. It's an objective account of what that person did.
Your question was what part of it is harassment? And to me, That borders on the I wouldn't even say it borders. It is, because it's the idea of somebody going to sleep that night and saying these guys are going to be this job is hard enough, you know, doing this. These guys are constantly filming.
So you don't think enough stealing money from people and preventing a pregnant woman with a baby from getting in her car and leaving because she had too many unpaid parking tickets. So I'm going to stand behind the car and wait on the tow truck while she's crying and it's 25 degrees outside.
That happened.
Well,
that did happen.
Well, actually,
and that was very difficult for the parking enforcer because somebody was there recording her being, you know what.
What about all the threats that they make against the people? What about, you want to talk about harassing? And I'll bring it back. You want to keep going here, Patrick, because I don't believe for a moment that it's harassing the government to ask them questions and to record video. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but what about the harassing they do against us where they actually threaten and steal our stuff?
So you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it harassment to video record a government bureaucrat on more than one day in a row? Is it harassment to ask questions or speak to that same government bureaucrat that you are video recording on more than one day in a row? That is the argument thus far being made by Patrick, and I don't want to put words into his mouth, so we're going to bring him back here in a moment.
There's also the question of, does it matter when on page one of the employee handbook says that as a parking enforcer, you are to endure harassment?
Well, the word harassment isn't there.
Verbal and mental abuse.
That's right.
Which I would say is even worse than just harassment.
Let's go back to Patrick listening in Philly. You were watching the Colbert Report about Robin Hooders, and then further you say you watched some other videos on Free Keen. But when I asked you what it was that you saw that you found so offensive or that you considered to be harassing, you just simply referred to the statements that one former parking enforcer made to the Colbert Report about how it was so much more difficult, more so frustrating than being in Iraq for him was to go to work.
Because in Iraq he could shoot people.
Yeah. Here he gave up his job. He quit ostensibly because of the working conditions. And you feel very, very sorry for this man. But I'd like to ask you, what about the people that they are harassing, threatening, and intimidating? Every single day they write intimidating, threatening tickets, and they put them on countless people's cars if they can get away with it, and ultimately will threaten to steal that person's car.
Or actually steal the car if the person has outstanding tickets above a certain amount.
Yeah. Yeah, so why doesn't that count as harassment?
Yeah, no, I think, and just to be clear, you know, I would love to see, you know, the whole idea of paying, you know, like public government-run parking meters go away. But the thing is that I'm just saying that the method in which I saw it, and actually it wasn't just the one guy from Iraq, actually in the testimony at Garrity's trial, one of the other parking ladies, the lawyer asked her, they said, did you feel like you were being harassed? You know, and she says, yeah, I did. It's just the idea,
yeah,
you know.
That one of those parking enforcers also testified at a recent hearing that anything that Garrett would say to her, she considered to be, oh, God, what was the word she used? Not threatening.
Intimidation.
Yeah, it wasn't intimidation. It was one of those words, though. She considered it to be that whenever he spoke. And so our attorney asked, so if Garrett talks to you about the weather, is he intimidating you or threatening you or whatever? And she said that yes. So no matter what words come out of his mouth, she considers it to be harassment.
Well, I mean, but that kind of highlights the point. It's just the idea. It's the idea that if you're constantly... you're constantly following someone day in and day out. And there's nothing wrong with asking questions. But it's just the idea of constantly asking the same questions. I mean, I'll be honest, like if you guys did the Robin Hooding thing, and, you know, city council, the city of Keene passed an ordinance saying, okay, we're going to do away with it. There's no more, you know, parking meters based on the fact that, you know, the Free Keene group, you know, they raised this issue and the public now support no more parking meters. But with all the videos being done, it seems that, and nothing's changed. Nothing has changed, and it just seems like all it's amounted to is just that a couple old ladies who, you know, they probably, you know, the idea of, you know, the non-aggression principle, none of that stuff, they just see it as a job.
Well, first of all, there are things that have changed. One of the parking enforcers quit. That's one thing. So they had three. Now they have two. Another thing is that over 5,000 people have been saved from getting parking tickets. And ultimately, the goal of Robin Hooding isn't to make the parking enforcers quit. That was just a side bonus. The goal of Robin Hooding is to save people from getting parking tickets. So while the entire parking bureaucracy has not been shut down, I challenge you to find anyone anywhere who's ever successfully ended a bureaucracy with their act. The goal was to save people from getting tickets, and that goal was accomplished thousands of times and continues to be accomplished.
Well, I mean, I was just trying to get across.
Taunting was the word, by the way. I just looked up the article on Free Keene. It's taunting. No matter what Garrett says to her, it's a taunt. Even if he's talking about how nice the weather is, that's taunting. That should give you an indicator that these women who are in these roles as parking enforcers here in Keene are not rational and are not being honest.
And the one woman admitted that she would feel intimidated if she were being videotaped from 50 feet away, even though there are several of the buildings downtown Keene, New Hampshire, that have private surveillance cameras that point up and down the sidewalk, and she is being videotaped by stationary things, that's okay. But if a real-life breathing human being is even 50 feet away, she would feel intimidated if that camera was pointed in her general direction.
There's one thing that's different from a stationary camera at a private building. They're not going to keep the camera doesn't follow you down the street, you know, follow you around.
Oh, poor parking enforcers. They don't want to be on camera. Well, look, if they don't want to be held responsible for their role as government workers, then they should quit and go get a real job in the productive economy. You know, it's just I don't feel sorry for them in the least. And I've never been mean to them. I've never been, you know, nasty. I've never called them names or anything like that or been disrespectful in those ways. But just simply because I'm willing to document, simply because I'm willing to speak to them and let them know that I don't appreciate what they're doing, you're telling me that I'm the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the idea when a woman, you know, like...
Oh, it's because they're a woman? If it was all men, it would be okay?
Well, obviously not because women, but I'm just saying, like, it's just the idea, like, government bureaucrats and all that, you know, they're probably, I mean, you want to talk about a chain of government bureaucrats, they're probably somewhere between above dog catcher and, you know, school crossing guard. But it's just the idea, like, you know, I get the whole principle behind it, but to me, it's just the idea.
Yeah, I gave a crossing guard a hard time once, too, and people give me no end of S for that as well.
Crossing guards are agents of, you know, governments and Nazis and whatever, but it's just the idea that
No, I didn't say anyone was a Nazi. I gave her a hard time when she attacked my friend with her stop sign. She assaulted him, and I called her on it, and we recorded it on video. But because I called her on it, and because she's an old lady, well, then people give her a break. Because apparently old women are allowed to go and hit people with stop signs.
Why did she hit you? Why did she hit your friend with a stop sign?
He said hello to her, and he had a video camera in his hand. Do you think that justifies assault?
I highly doubt that's why it happened. I'm sure you guys are filming her before that happened, and then that's why it happened. But
that's that's not what happened. And even if we were recording her beforehand, so what? How does that justify someone attacking someone with a blunt object?
Because it's harassment.
Filming someone in public is harassment?
But the thing is, you guys are basing the idea of harassment based on the laws of the very government in which you cannot stand. You're saying it's not harassment because, and then you look up some law that the government wrote. You're using, it's like, you don't like government, but when it comes to doing your own advocacy, you cite laws and saying, oh, it's not harassment.
Words have definitions. These are their laws, sir. It's their system, and you cannot be guilty of harassing a government official. By definition, government officials are supposed to listen to what the public has to say. And what you're saying is, hey, you activists, keep your mouth shut, because what you're saying could offend these government bureaucrats, and if they're offended, then that's harassment. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying, I think there's more pressing matters.
Argument of it's not important enough. Robin Hooding's
nobody
not important
said
enough.
There weren't more important things. Nobody said that parking meters are the most important thing in the world.
Right. I love it
that
how people
was never said anywhere by anybody ever.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. I love it how
except
people
for by me just now saying that nobody has said it.
This we've heard before, though, the idea that, oh, you activists, you can't do anything else besides Robin Hood. It's like if we're Robin Hooding, that there's nothing else that we could possibly do with our time at any other point during the day. Well, hello. Some people do other things. Like, I can go out and, like, the other day I was walking somewhere in downtown Keene. I had the Jazzy the Studio dog with me, and we were walking down the street, and I saw a couple of tickets on someone's car. I had my backpack with me. I reached into my backpack, pulled out a couple of informational flyers, and put them onto the cars that had received a ticket. This is what we do for people who've already gotten tickets, to give them information. It took me maybe, 30 seconds to put my bag down and pull those flyers out and then, you know, put them on their windshields. Just, what should I have been doing? Working to end genocide in that 30 seconds or something like that? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've saved thousands of people from getting tickets. How about you?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
See, now, if government was smart, Daryl, they'd hire all old ladies to be cops, give them, like, dangerous weapons, and then they could go and kill anyone they wanted to. They could murder people in the most flagrant and outrageous ways, and everyone would just give them a break because they're old and female. That's essentially the argument that has been made to claim that, oh, you Robin Hooders, you activists in Keene, New Hampshire, you guys are just troublemakers. You're harassing these government workers. And the same arguments that, and there were several arguments our last caller was making, those same arguments have been made time and time again by critics online and by people here in real life here in Keene, New Hampshire. And one of his best points that I'll give him credit for, his best point is, well, you're using the government rules that you don't like to excuse your behavior. And I guess what he was referring to is that the definition of criminal harassment in the government laws is basically when somebody who's not a government agent tells you, hey, Daryl, stop talking to me. I appreciate it if you go away. I don't want you to say anything else to me anymore. Please. Please don't talk to me anymore. And you continue to talk after you've been told not to. That's criminal harassment. That's basically, I mean, I'm glossing over, I'm sure, some subtleties, but that's basically criminal harassment.
Right.
Government agents can't do that, so it's not criminal harassment or harassment of any kind when you do that. Now, again, that's using the legal definition. Could I acknowledge that, yes, someone might be disturbed by an individual who is regularly nearby them when they're doing their job and perhaps causing some level of distraction by talking to that person, you know, someone in the marketplace? Could that be annoying? Yes, absolutely. I could see that that could be annoying. But I don't feel sorry for the people in government because they're supposed to listen to what people have to say. This is part of their job. And further, part of their job is to threaten, intimidate, and harass people.
Yes.
So I'm not going to feel sorry for telling them that I think that they're threatening, intimidating, and harassing people. And if that makes them feel uncomfortable, that's not my problem. When you put it out there into the world, when your job is based on violence, when your job is based on threatening people, we're going to steal your car if you don't pay up. We're going to give you this ticket, and if you don't do what we say, we're going to ultimately take what is you thought was yours and make it ours. That's not okay. That's not a way that human beings should interact with one another. And it's not wrong to call a purse thief a thief. And it's not wrong to call a rapist a rapist. And it's not wrong to call a government agent a thief as well. Or an someone engaging in extortion. And when I do that, I don't do it with hatred in my heart for those people. I want them to do the right thing. I want them to come to the realization at some point. They probably won't. You know, and that's okay. Some of its performance for the video camera so people can see what's happening here in Keene is different than what's happening in other libertarian movements elsewhere, which is virtually nothing. I want people to see what's going on. It's not really that I'm trying to convince them of anything. I want to convince people who are watching to move to New Hampshire. But if that turns you off from what's going on here, don't move to Keene. There's plenty of other, you know, stuff that you can do. You don't have to get involved in sort of in-your-face activism, if you will, like on-the-streets level activism.
There's 300 other municipalities in the state that you could choose from.
Or move to Keene and don't get involved or speak out against Robin Hooding and how terrible you think it is to hold government officials accountable and record video footage of them. But either way, I'm not sorry for what I've done because I've never been mean to these people. I don't consider it to be mean to say simply, oh, I think that what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is stealing from people, and I don't appreciate it. Wouldn't it be okay if someone was a known thief to call that person out in public? If someone snatches a purse off of some lady as she's walking down the street, is it wrong to let that person know that you don't appreciate what they just did? Is it harassment if you see them the next day and you say, hey, you stole that lady's purse. You should give it back. Did you give it back to her? Would that be harassment in that particular case?
That depends. Is the purse thief a woman? And is the purse thief an elderly woman?
Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Tim.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You're talking about the harassment and whatnot, and that was funny because what I said to the guy who answered the phone was that I was calling to taunt you, but I was only joking about that.
Everything you say is taunting.
Yes, of course. I'm that kind of a person, but no, I've been on the same side as you guys. I've been as I've probably told you before, I've been on both sides of the law. I'm in the middle too, if you will, but. So I've had people come and get in my face and tell me that they thought, as you've done with the parking enforcement people and various other people, tell me that they thought I was a thief or I was an oppressor or I was a Nazi or I was a whatever happened to pop out of their mouth.
And you were working as what at that time?
I was a military policeman and I worked with the state police in California.
NP, okay. Too, got it.
So I mean, I've done, like I say, and I've been a scofflaw as well. So I've been on, you know, both sides and in the middle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when I've done, okay, I'm old school, if you want to call it. I had a video camera. I had an old VHS camcorder, and I videotaped government officials on various occasions, and just to see. Well, first off, I want to know what they were doing. It seemed kind of suspicious what they were doing, and I found out later it wasn't suspicious. It was just something that I'd never seen before as I reviewed the videotape. And I talked to the people at the time, and they said, it's okay if you videotape, but don't do it very often. And I said, why not? And they said, well, because somebody might think you're trying to spy on us or something. And I said, you're doing something I've never seen you do, this particular thing that you're doing right now. I'm wondering what it is. And as I say, I looked at the videotape later and I said, oh, okay, now I know what they were doing. They were installing some fiber optic lines, which at the time, fiber optic was pretty much, it was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It was something I'd never seen before. I didn't know what it was. And it was a bunch of government officials. And I thought, what is going on here? You know, government plates and people swarming all over the place. And I don't see any police. I don't see any regular utility people doing this. I see government people, and I said, what's going on? So like I said, I asked them about it, and they said it was, you know, what it was. And I said, oh, okay. And they were just going, they're running high speed data between different buildings. So that's all they were doing, was that's what they told me anyway. But I mean, from what I reviewed on the tape, that's what I saw. So But they didn't have any problem with my videotaping, but they said, oh, you might be spying on us. And I thought to myself, well, if I'm paying for this anyway.
Spying I should... for whom?
Well, yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering myself. I said to myself after they said spying, I thought, well, I'm paying for what you're doing, whatever it is.
So, yeah, that's another great point. These are supposed to be your servants. Now, we all know they're not because they don't behave that way. But the theory is that the government is your servants. And so why wouldn't you be able to watch what your servants are doing? Record video of what your servants are doing. You know, are they good on the job or not so good? Well, let's find out. Let's
they are
video.
Called public servants.
And give them some feedback about how good they're doing. Let them know how you feel about the job that they're supposedly serving you with. All of those things would be legitimate if you actually, you know, if these people were actually servants and not your masters.
And if somebody were standing there saying, you're doing a really great job.
Yeah.
Or if somebody were following one of the parking enforcers, encouraging them, hey, this meter right here is expired. Or this meter has 1 minute left.
Get them.
Stay right there and then you can get them and get another ticket. If somebody were doing that, they would have no problem with being followed around all day.
That's true. Right. Tim, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. AC is on the line in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, a few days ago you guys were talking about the topless controversy that you guys got going on down there. And after some of the calls you had that night, it got me thinking a lot about religious terrorism in this country, at least in a certain way. Like, I mean, think about this. You guys had not one, but two Christians calling in saying they wanted to keep toplessness illegal. And one of the reasons they each gave was, well, my religion says it's wrong. And then, of course, later on, you did get a Christian that called and you said, well, I don't think it's against my religion and I don't think that it should be illegal, which that was a good one. But also, I think near the end of the show, you had a Muslim caller and you said that even though they didn't agree with it either, they do feel that it should be at least legal for someone to walk around topless. So here you have two Christians saying, we're going to force our religion down your throat, our religious laws down your throat for the violence that you face. And a Muslim saying, well, it's against my belief, but I don't want to force it down people's throats through the violence of the state.
Yeah, I believe it was Will Coley who called in to specify that in Muhammad's day, in those, you know, areas, women were allowed to be topless who were not Muslims. So, you know, anyone else who, maybe one of the pagan women, for instance, that would have been in the area, would have been, you know, Muslim men were just instructed to avert their eyes, that they were not being forced to not be topless. I don't know if you had more to say, AC, you're welcome to stand by. If so, hour number three is on the way. We got time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're still going to get to Gary Johnson's lame-o apology. It's all coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.